This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the final part of a three-part series featuring Kay Goslin, the creative director at Millikan Contract. Now, Kay, back to the Millikan showroom at the Chicago Merchandise Mart, the fact that it's achieved gold certification under the USGBC's LEED program. When I walk into that showroom during Neocon, is it going to be obvious to me that this is a LEED certified space?
Only that big sign that I have across the front. No, what you'll see, Dave, is just a beautiful showroom. All that will come across is hopefully, you know, the messaging about, you know, the product that we're selling. I really like the way the space is open and inviting. A lot of people have told us that when they're wandering down the hallway on the 11th floor, particularly on a crowded day, that you just, you're in our showroom at Millikan before you even realize it. And then you look around and go, wow, this is cool. You know, it's like it's an extension of the hallway that just turns into a beautiful space.
So just sort of wander in without realizing it.
It's all part of the plan.
I wonder if they charged you extra for that. That's a great idea. Now, is there a concerted effort on the part of the company? I think I know the answer to this, but concerted effort on the part of the company to have certification on many of its facilities?
There is. Bill Gregory has been spearheading that effort. And I think, it is the right thing to do. And it does take, you know, time and energy to get paperwork done. But if you're going to do all of the things anyway, then I think you should put the extra effort into it and go for certification.
What is the biggest sustainability challenge to a company like Millikan, with all the plants you have and all the facilities and all the people? What are some of the biggest sustainability challenges that a company like Millikan has to deal with?
Not really my area of expertise. I can only, you know, tell you some of the things that I know that we deal with. Certainly energy usage, water usage, where you send your waste, what you do with your waste. There are some huge macro issues that go far beyond what I deal with in my everyday job. The things that my group is concerned with is making sure that we design the most aesthetically pleasing products that we can, but using the best materials to get the longest life cycle out of them. We do work a lot with the product development people on backings and, you know, those kind of issues. But when it comes to our facilities, I'm probably not the best person to answer that.
Well, I know the company has quite a record of sustainability going back well before it was even popular or even a word that most people knew. And I suspect that's been a driving force. I've been dying to ask you a question. You're the creative director, Kay. That's your job, creative director, which sounds most intriguing. It sounds like a great job. Talk about the types of projects and activities that you become involved in at Millikan as a creative director.
Sure. It is the best job in the world because I work with the design department, marketing, public relations, and sustainability for all of Millikan's brands globally. So that includes the residential, hospitality, and contract side. It means that I get to work on projects all the way from working with the London studio on designer events to working with the team that's starting up our plant in China. Just an amazing variety of things. Getting to work on great spaces like the Neocon showroom and introducing fabulous new products for all of our different market sectors.
So you're anywhere you want to be, I guess.
Yeah, and that's a fun thing when you get to make up your own title.
Everybody must envy you. In fact, everybody must ask you that same question that I just asked you. What's a creative director do?
I know. They all want to be me, which is a good thing.
So then, part of the things you worry about are positioning the company out in the marketplace as a sustainability player. Is that a challenge?
It is a challenge. And, you know, we talked about a show like Greenbelt and how people are becoming much, much more educated. And the fact that Milliken does have this long eco-heritage, they were doing sustainability before there was a word for sustainability, you know, going all the way back to some of the textile mills, recycling products and cardboard tubes and, you know, all kinds of things that just were unheard of in their day. And certainly the Milliken family's interest in trees and Mr. Milliken himself. I mean, he has such a heart for trees and for the environment itself. So my challenge is to wrap all of that stuff into a message that will resonate with the marketplace. And it's so hard to tell such a wide variety of stories that Milliken has, all the way from being certified as carbon negative to what we do with product-specific points. So what we're trying to do now is to roll out a way of talking about what we do and calling it accountability.
Interesting.
And we have a new logo that we're introducing here at Greenbuild that's Eco 360. And we're trying to talk about the fact that it's everything we do, that we try to take that whole issue of sustainability, but to wrap it into a broader message around ethics, around social responsibility, around just doing the right thing, around looking at not just the trees, but the forest, seeing both of them at the same time. And I think that's, you know, it's a message that takes a little while to tell, but people who are at a show like this are interested not just in the sound bites, but in the substance behind it. So I think we're getting a good reception for the message that we're giving here.
It is a challenge. I hadn't really thought about it, but to tell the sustainability story, because it's probably 100 various projects all over the company, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything from what we do with backings to what we do with our, you know, the Earth Square program that Milliken's been running for years. And it's what we do in, you know, continental Europe and everything all rolled into one. And I don't know how to tell that in a succinct sound bite that sounds good in 2 seconds. So that's where we're coming with the Eco 360 and telling little bits of the message at a time so that maybe people can appreciate the fact that it's a broad range of activities that we do.
It's the perfect job for a creative director.
Yeah.
Yeah. One last question. And as you mentioned, Milliken really has quite a heritage of sustainability. Establishing a sustainability culture would seem to be quite a task. I mean, I can see how senior management, for example, in a company can embrace this in a major way, but transferring that to everybody in the organization would seem to me to be quite a challenge. Talk about how that happens.
Milliken really, I think, has done an excellent job of trying to communicate to associates what we're doing and showing pride in things that Milliken does as a member of the community, not just in, you know, products that we sell and being a manufacturer. But, for example, we had a program about 6 weeks ago called Respect the Earth Day, and it was sponsored with Georgia Power, and they came in and gave away those low-energy light bulbs to all of our associates. And there was a message, and you could register there and pledge that you would use at least one low-energy light bulb. And it really caught fire with the associates, all the way, you know, down to people on the manufacturing floor, because they can understand when you show charts and data and, you know, play a video about what that little small thing that each of us can do, how it plays into the broader role and how each of us can make a difference. And it's something that I'm very, very proud of, the way that the associates embrace simple things like that, or like keeping their area clean and making sure that they segregate waste so that it goes into the right stream. It's just a really, It's a good atmosphere, I think.
Well, that's interesting. And like everybody else, I envy you for the job as creative director. What a great job.
It's probably second best only to interviewing people on the radio.
I'll accept that. Kay, it's great having you on the program. I hope we can do it again.
You bet.
Looking forward to it. We've been talking with Kay Goslin. She is the creative director at Millikan. She is the creative director at Millikan Contract. She's speaking with us from Greenville 2007 in Chicago. And this is Floor Radio.